classified, sweetheart. Heath, darling, wake up, look at your glass of wine. The sun is well over the yard. How are you feeling? Isn't it time you stretched your back?
It's lovely, it's painful.
What, darling?
Pain just goes, you know. Pain.
Perkins draws.
Thank you, Paul.
Your pleasure. Help with that shirt as well. It is nice, isn't it? You all right? You want your water bottle filled?
Fine.
You want your water bottle filled? All right.
Thank you.
turn something on, I hope it's the sound of this chair. And then she screamed, right, and I said, no, 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 she's screaming. And she threw a chair at someone. At least she's going to try and throw it out of the window. What, she threw it at me? I suspect she's from the chops, isn't it?
What was she?
She was a Spurs. And Phil, bless his heart, Phil, you know, he's such a nice chap, and anybody's got any problems in their life, Phil. So she rushed out, and then Steve Gibbs came and he said, can you go and have a chat to Roach? She wants to speak to you.
To you, dear?
No, not to me.
Oh.
Temps are used to it. Believe me, temps get used to it.
It was apparently
used. She?
Well, that's what happened when she had a room in her life. The thing is, it's an open plan office, and I gave the girl a warning, you didn't. It's like a fish in there. I wonder if you've got any sensitivity with it.
And did somebody do that then?
Well, we don't know what happened. All we know was it's very possible.
Was anybody talking to her?
Well, yeah, I think she was a very best because the manager was I don't expect to see her on Tuesday.
You've got the day off?
I'm off till Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Steve Lee hates my guts. He signed my form a month ago. I so he said
to him. Are you going to take it down?
It's a shopping I'm doing tomorrow. I'm taking mum. Signed my form. So he said to him, Brenda's got tomorrow off, remember? And he looked at me and he said, oh no, yeah. Because we're a bit overworked on ourselves. He said, oh dear, that really puts us in shit. And I said, well, my heart beats. And I said to Zoe, for God's sake, don't tell me I've got Monday off as well.
John, John's
got
tomorrow.
What
did
your man say?
I put a vertebrae out. It was still out when he did it.
Good.
He said it's, you know, it's not easily done, but he's seen it quite a lot.
Ah. Now what I put out is my disc.
Something
like
that. Well, he...
It's a bit of a bend.
This
is
not
very, very
good
disc.
He was worried that it was a disc. He's pretty sure it's not the disc. Are you really?
I'm joking with you.
What time?
Six.
I'll try and get there.
No, it's alright. What I'll do, I'll leave at 5:15 and I'll park my car where you sit and I'll sit there till 6.
I'll meet you here. I will be here at 5:45.
Well, I can get here at 5:45 when I leave work, but I don't want to put you out there.
No, I'll be here at 5:45.
Are you going to see him again?
Maybe
you could combine the two, that's what I'm saying.
No, I won't be able to see him again.
No,
I'll be here.
We're both trained in self-defence, then. The two of us, we could draw him over.
Yeah.
But he said that what I did was a classic thing. I went into the car, bent round, and I went to lift this thing.
Twisted.
And he said the twist, and he extended it more, he said, and then the weight, he said, that can do it. He said, but your muscles are not good.
Yeah.
And that is unbearable, that's what makes me so frightened to move.
these traffic lights. I forgot what station was that.
I can't remember the station, it can't be already. The station crossing to get the
ambulance. And I went straight down, I was almost at Alton. This can't be right. I turned the car and I came over the centre reservation, so spun the car around and came back the other way. I didn't care a soul, it was such a pain. And I then got stuck in traffic on the farm.
Good.
I can get there for 9:15. And to find the little place itself was ridiculous. It's a bungalow out in the middle of a field. Literally out in the middle of a field.
They should have a notice on it. It sticks out somewhere.
There is a little notice there on the left. You don't see the notice to be up.
Sir, do you want another glass of wine?
What are you eating?
I had bacon
and
fondant. Two egg on liver with mushrooms, and 2 slices of bacon.
I think it was just
not very ill. Pain made you hungry.
All grown.
Not tonight.
What are you doing for me? Puppets.
Not
a lot.
Well, the usual. You always eat them and say that's lovely.
What is all protein today?
Well, you were the one who had an omelette.
You had salad last night. I offered you salad the first time and you said no, you didn't want it.
I've got salad now.
No, you haven't. You want me to make you some salad? I know you
would. Just give me the stuff.
No, no way. You're not going to start slicing and chopping.
No problem.
Come on, I'll have a glass of water. Do you want some water?
Please.
And you've got fresh fruit for afterwards, anyway.
Oh, I've got a pretty tape.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't bother you at all, though.
All wanted ring spanners.
Mifflin ring spanners, not too
cheap. Saw box, cheap. A4 diary. I'll get him an A4 diary when he wants me. And.
I'll probably get him a book.
I'll have it in the bottle.
A bottle? Yeah, he asked for a bottle of wine. I don't know if he's really.
A bottle of wine?
Yeah.
It's not Jameson's.
No, it's not. It's Richard.
Who?
Well, he drinks brandy, I suspect. He doesn't really drink spirits.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't he? So if it was wine, it'd have to be something special. Not just one. Let's straighten the books up.
So much wine and mush.
Are you funny?
So much wine and mush.
You do, don't you? I don't fancy if I can throw a mess at you, do you?
Not especially. I'm fucking good.
The food department is very expensive.
That's right.
Do you want something to eat now? Have you finished, Debbie, now? But all the listeners say all, only one thing from the list.
Sorry, but I've been working on the pencil too. I'll start it with that and go carry on. I'm the one in the family who's flushing.
It isn't difficult because they're two small families. And they're one small family. feeling that things won't come off. Could go wrong. I haven't heard anything from Jenny. I've wrote to her. We enclosed some interesting bits from the magazine papers that I've come across. She didn't mention to you anything she found with you last week, but she got away from you.
No.
I forgot that. I've discovered that all our letters now are apt to be a day late. I didn't know until the other day.
Well,
because they come through order shop and they all have to go through the scanner. They all have to go for special safety. So it's the ambers on the other time. You know, those white flowers have died. The other chrysanthemums are fine, but those white daisies in the back isn't up to ghost.
Something
was used last week. Well, why don't put the white flowers in with them? It's a four-fire arrangement. You're not very conversational, aren't you?
No. I'm reading.
I thought we were going to talk to you about Christmas presents.
Tell me about all I can tell you. Why don't you sit down and tell me what you want for Christmas? I mean, that'd be useful.
Oh, darling. Nothing I particularly want for Christmas. Well, you bought me a new vacuum cleaner. Got that chocolate thing, which I don't think is any damn good at all.
So did I.
Well, you know.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Well, Tilly was thrown to bits with that little plastic, that little plastic thing with flask inside.
Oh, you finished with it?
Yeah.
Did you get the box?
Yeah. I just picked it up and got rid of it. It wasn't there. Yeah. I can always get good strong boxes from Lion. They're quite clean if they've any had bananas or wrapped apples or something.
Yeah. Well, that's
nice.
Yeah.
Did you want
some sugar? Yeah, I'll come out in a minute.
Do about these, Linda?
Do about what?
These things.
Right. Well, you're wrong.
I'm very sad. Decimated the arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It was half of it. There are only two in this one. They had flower keeping stuff, you know, the stuff that's in the packet.
Mm-hmm.
And they had half an aspirin and a pinch of sugar. Last one. I'm going to put some sugar in there. That's alright. Yeah, you usually put sugar in mine.
Poor little
Birdie.
I haven't got any sugar in.
He did look. He did look so sore.
Oh,
but what Mrs. had done, she'd restructured his inside. She'd had to use muscle that tissue had wasted away. Where it had been stretched by the double handle.
Yeah.
And she also had to move part of his bowel and just clip it up wherever she could. Fantastic surgery, she said.
Really?
She said, if you're worried about him at all, you mustn't strain. You mustn't strain his bowel at all, because he's not in the current. Poor little squirt, and he was trying to get round to his rear end to lick.
Mm.
Of course, Mary's testicles have been taken with the more patches. But she's done a fantastic job.
Mm.
Hello. I said to Audrey, well, you know, Dylan and I are here rested today if you do get one.
Yeah.
She's made his check-up appointment for 9 o'clock at 3 o'clock. His pee will be there.
Oh.
And I said, well, if you want to take him earlier. Well, I have planned to have some shopping with Dylan. We were there for 10, you see. We had to wait and wait and wait.
Hello.
Hello. All showered. Managed to dry your own feet.
I've got my lift my legs up to my head.
Yeah.
Wish I could do that. He's practicing for the
poor little Herbie. He's got a double hernia.
Mm.
They've taken away all the gubbins. Mrs. looked after Debbie's cat.
Taking away the grubbins.
He doesn't have grubbins.
I don't know what it is.
Not even.
No grubbins, no. They've castrated him at the same time. Otherwise they couldn't get at things properly. He's better off without them anyway. He's like a stub dog, you see. But he looked so little. He looked so raw around his rear end. But she's restructured his inside. Because the muscle had wasted with the pressure of the double hernia. The muscle had sort of disintegrated almost. She's had to use what muscle she can to restructure his bowel. She's a marvellous surgeon. Well, the bill was nearly £300.
Well, that wouldn't be feasible in your case because we only spent this. So what we'd have to do is trade you in for some more.
It's better my bank, it's in the lower bank. Thanks for it's been being held, I think it's more of this.
Being what?
Well, I've been holding it to save it.
Yes. That's why you should have aspirin to relax it. Because it helps it mend.
I feel as if I want to, it hurts. I feel as if I want to move it.
Yes.
He's told me to be very bloody careful that we can go out just like that.
But he did tell you to move.
Oh yes, but very, very gently. So tell it you're going to move. Don't do anything sudden. Tell it you're going to move. I like the way he puts it.
So the wrestling's out tonight, so
I don't even know.
You'll have to get it with the old foot, Rob.
Rocket.
We're holding on.
Rocket.
You like having your tummy scratched.
Rocket.
Yeah, we got there for 10 o'clock and we had to wait till they finished all the outpatients before they'd let the inpatients go.
What are you looking
at? Mrs. Surgery with two doggies in their pens. Still sparkers, you know, whether that's been.
What do? They keep the doggy under sedation whilst he's healing up?
No, Herbie's not under sedation.
How long was he in there?
Just
overnight. Has he feeling himself?
Well, he heard Audrey's voice in the waiting room and he was whining. She said, it's all right, Herbie, I'm here, and he quieted for a minute. And I said, he's going to be damaged if he's trying to get up at the door the way little Daxie would, you see.
Yeah.
So we talked to him, but we didn't actually see him. She said, on no account must he strain. Obviously he's got his elbow stitches and his inside. She said there was so little muscle left. It's been so stretched and strained by his hand. She had to do the best she could. He's going back on the Peter will be there. Of course, Audrey's not too quick on her feet, you see, since she broke her hip. So I was trying to help Audrey and help her.
before I could lift him, and trying to get Audrey with her stiff leg. And then get the rug across her. Her back. I had to put her in. She didn't turn her head on anything. The prescription said £293. Cheaper than the Princess Christian, I suppose. Cheaper than the Princess Margaret or the Princess Christian. Never said that she was very lucky. She'd been to three lectures by the got her name. One of the topmost veterinary surgeons in New York. And that's why he asked her to do it. She'd actually seen it now. Seen slides. Be able to mend an animal. You rebuild it for your enemy. As long as nothing breaks and think it's wrecked, no way must be strained. So she's got some liquid paraffin to drop on this dinner. To a milk supply. He's a treat. Not a major operation. You look surprised. Walking about quite well. He turned to lick his under his tail. But his little tail was by the way. He was walking fine. He even stopped and had a tinkle.
See, they don't know it's to her.
No. No, I think animals are fantastic where they put up with. Because they can't tell you. But after a major operation, there he was wagging his tail.
You don't know the threshold of pain, do you? Can't tell you.
No.
Very seldom you hear a dog or a moaning in pain.
No, you do. What's the matter?
It's getting better, the muscles got.
Nothing I can do you for. Oh, your flying book's upstairs. Do you want that? Your pilot. Is it actually pain or stiffness? Or just that you're frightened of moving? Ache?
Oh, a bad, bad ache. General bad, bad ache.
Well, you have just one aspirin.
I took one upstairs.
And that was ages ago, dear. Half past 7 this morning.
It wasn't. When I came up, it was late. You were up getting dressed.
No, I brought your hot water bottle out first in your aspirin. When I let the dog out.
Yeah, but I didn't take it then.
You didn't take it then, no, it's not worth it. You could have another one, but it will relax the muscles. You told you to do the hula hula? That's probably gone. Nature will usually tell you. What I always found is, he's going to join it, with lumbar aches was putting the knee up sideways across your back, which is too easy. Hard, do you want to be hauled up?
No. No, just lie. What have you done, Rob? What have you done, Rob?
You alright then?
I have to be right now. I just had to let myself go. I couldn't resist it. Been out today?
Oh yes, I've been to Edinburgh. You've been to Edinburgh, haven't you? Then I went up and left him, so you must have looked at it while I went up.
It's a good idea, I was putting on the floor a rocket. Rocket.
Says you.
I never recognised you.
Didn't you?
No. No. You're like a muppet.
A muppet?
Absolutely. It's the eye makeup, I think.
It would be. You've got glasses on, you'd be even funnier.
Oh, that's dear. Yeah, I'll climb that. That one came up from a whole load of front.
Well done around your side. Have you had a cushion?
That's all right.
Do you want a hot water bottle?
No, it's okay. Oh, that's nice. Oh,
it's better when you sit that straight, isn't it?
Trying to relax it. It's also difficult. Oh.